Shades of Grey, written and read by Reapertown, USA. The kid had brought Gordon back to his motel room. He must have made a good impression. God knew meeting that tight-laced brother of Dean's was as much a test as meeting a date's parents for the first time. There was no question he'd passed. Not in the traditional sense. Sammy disapproved of him, sure. But Dean hadn't given two shakes about that, so yeah. He'd passed in the only way that mattered, with flying colors. They sat at the motel's table, poring over the maps Gordon had already memorized. He didn't need a map, and he wasn't here to talk about the hunt. Despite the slip-up earlier tonight, he could take the whole nest with his eyes closed. But it was a good guy's, and Dean was buying it, hook, line, and sinker. From across the table, he watched the boy, so damn eager for approval. With his old man dead, a brother that would never understand him, and no connections, the kid was as alone as they came. Those big green eyes screamed of desperation. The whole package was so damn pretty, so broken, with a hole in need of filling, in more ways than one. Someone was apt to take advantage. Gordon had been ready to get a few more drinks into Dean, but he'd realized soon enough that it wasn't the alcohol opening the boy up. It was the old familiars of loss, hate, and the complete despair of being fully fucked over by the world. Most hunters had it. But this one came with a flare of vulnerability that pleaded to be taken in like an abandoned dog, too dangerous to go to a new home, but not quite strong enough to fend for itself. Dean didn't need Sammy's coddling or disapproval. He needed someone that understood what he was. Someone that would put him back together, once they were through breaking him down. A baptism by fire, to bring him into the life he was intended for. He impressed himself with how long he was able to restrain himself. Finally, enough was enough. Standing from the table, he walked around to where Dean sat. The boy's eyes were questioning, but damn near begging for it. Begging for someone else to carry the weight, if just for a few minutes. Someone to tell him he was okay, that he was worthy.
"Hey! Gordon, what the hell?"
This wasn't the sort of thing that could be explained in words, and Gordon didn't bother trying. Without comment, he yanked that fine body from the chair and backed it against the wall. First, Dean stood frozen, in shock, while Gordon's hands began working their way through the layers that covered his target. Dean was a little slow, but the boy caught on soon enough.
"Get your damn hands off me," Dean demanded.
The shock was gone. They'd moved to hate. Now that was something Gordon could work with. It was what he wanted, to feel that fire. Strong hands shoved him hard, knocking him back. Gordon took the opportunity to admire the view. He could see the rage coursing through those veins, getting all twisted up with uncertainty. The boy was scared as hell, but needing it, there wasn't much more delicious. He closed back in, striking with the speed of a copperhead. Rough hands grabbed tender wrists, slamming knuckles against the wall. But it was the force of his pinning stare that stilled the coiled muscles pressed against his own.
"That what you want, Dean? You want me to stop?"
Already he knew the answer was no, but he needed Dean to see that for himself. Gordon's eyes bore straight through to the dark soul that was hidden beneath all that reluctance. Under all that shielding was a feral animal that needed to be free. But he couldn't force it out. He could only lock the cage door.
"Just say the word," Gordon coaxed. "Just tell me to stop. You can go find Sammy and pretend he can give you what you need."
He gave it time, let the boy think it through. His grip tightened to highlight what he was offering. No affirmative words left those lips, but the eyes said it all. It was the tentativeness of a virgin that wanted it so bad they were on the edge of coming in their own pants. But who didn't know how to ask for it, didn't know what they needed. Gordon knew exactly what Dean needed, and it wasn't tender kisses and hugs. He didn't take it easy, or slow. There was no hesitation as he stripped the layers away. No words of guidance as he put the boy where he needed to be, shoving him face down on the bed. Creamy white skin splayed out before him. Spring-loaded muscles rippled just below the surface. Gordon mounted the bed, straddling the fine form. Most hunters were callous, inside and out. Maybe it was having his brother, or maybe it was just him, but Dean was still soft, tender, and confused, needing so bad for someone to show him the ropes. The rush of power hit him. This thing beneath him was his to save or break, delicate as Grandma's antique porcelain. He twisted one of those lean muscled arms behind the gently scarred back. There were a lot of stories that skin had to tell. Maybe sometime he'd give it a read. For now, he tightened the angle of the arm beyond the point of comfort to see how far Dean would let him go. A moan vibrated through the pulsing body, but no objection came. Boy was learning already. With a quick motion, he pinned the other arm above the boy's head. He squeezed the delicate wrist with intent to bruise, claiming this abandoned thing as his own. There was no question the boy really was a virgin, in the only way that mattered now. This was going to hurt him like hell, but Gordon knew he needed it, so he slammed his well-oiled cock into that clenching opening without pretense. He let Dean muffle his cry in the arm that guided him still. A boy like this needed a firm hand, and age aside, he was a boy. Just some scared kid that had lost his daddy and needed someone to help him come of age. Gordon's balls crushed against that perfect ass. He gave it to him rough, because it was the only way to find release. That, and it felt damn good. By the telltale signs of trembling muscles clenched beyond the point of pleasure and choked cries, he knew he was breaking through. Dean needed to be hurt. Needed something physical and tangible enough to keep at bay the unbeatable pain that was eating him from the inside. And for Gordon, those strangled sounds of pain made for far more of a high than any drug ever could. Not because he was causing pain or getting what he wanted. It was the source of the sounds. This wasn't some defenseless bitch pinned beneath him. It was a hunter, a killer, and a damn fierce one at that. He was testing, seeing how hard he could push, and if he pushed too hard, it could be the last thing he did. Like fucking a goddamn great white shark that could turn on him at a moment's notice. Instead of fighting it, Dean arched into Gordon, pushing up to meet the thrust and begging for the cleansing pain. Gordon was all too happy to offer his services, notching up the punishing pace to let Dean suffer like the boy thought he should. It was then he felt the squirming and realized he'd forgotten his manners. He released the hand holding Dean's arm over his head and slipped it beneath them to grip the boy's balls. At the touch, Dean struggled. Gordon gave the defenseless sack a chastising twist, pulling a guttural groan that shook straight through Gordon's own body. He didn't have to ask what the problem was. Dean didn't want the pleasure. Well, that was too damn bad. Gordon was here to teach that the pleasure and the pain were one and the same.